Hey, how are you?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Bill, are you on there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I might, be losing you a bit back and forth. I don't know where Dave is or what's going on.
But when you did something, it said unmuted, and that's when you could start to hear me.
Right. Okay. I'm going to mute you back. I'm trying to figure out how to put you in conference. Search callers, call a guest. I don't know what this is. All right, I'm going to put you back off. I'll get back with you.
All right.
Bye. Stay there.
I'm staying.
All right. Are you there? Okay, it's not there. Dave?
Yes.
How come you're coming in at 111111s?
Well, no, I'm calling from 9387. I don't know who that other one is. I see it, though. I'm seeing your numbers in screen, and I see where I called in.
Right, and then there's a 1111 underneath. I'm talking to you on that. Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm talking to
you. Yeah, I'm not on
you.
Skype. I couldn't get through on Skype.
What number did you come in on?
I called the guest call-in number.
Oh, you didn't do the host call-in number?
Well, I tried, but it wouldn't let me in. It said the circuit was busy.
All right. Well, see, that's what we have to learn here. Only one person then can obviously be in on the host. Now, when I'm talking to you right now, I'm not talking to you. You're plugged in under 9387. I'm talking to you on. I know, but if you look down below that, you'll see 111111. That's the mic that's opened. That's what I'm talking
that's
to
the
you
what?
On. I'm not talking. Yeah. That's the
now,
mic.
What is
that's
111?
Open. I don't know. That's a fictitious phone number.
I'm going to.
You have your number.
Unless it's my. No, my son's number should show up for some reason. If he's called in.
Yeah, but I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you on 111111111. The 9387.
Okay.
You see what's on there? Hold on.
Hello.
Okay,
Dave.
I must be on both lines.
Yeah, you are. That's weird.
I probably can't answer that, so I guess you will.
I'm getting you off of that one. Are you there? Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. Are you there?
Yeah. When you hit the headphones, that mutes them.
I know.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that.
Okay.
So what I wanted to do was mute you on 9387 and go back to that 111. And it says 111 has dropped.
Yeah, I exited out.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do anything on yours. Hold on just a second. Let me try something here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you're 2147, right?
Right.
Let me try something here. Okay, I just muted yours. I muted yours.
All right.
Okay. I guess we can both be on.
The thing is, if you have access and I have access to this conference, we can do anything we want, no matter what number we dial in on. But what this is telling us is only one person can call in as the host. So tomorrow night, you're going to call in as the host. I'm going to call on the regular number,
okay.
And then you're going to Then you're going to open me up live, so I'm live and you're live. We'll have two live mics.
Right.
And then, JB, I sent you Jim Harding's phone number for tomorrow. He's in Pennsylvania using a different number, so I just sent you his number.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want to, hold on, I'm going to bring my husband. I'm going to make him live.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
I'm here.
Hey, Bill.
Did you hear us? Did you hear David
yeah,
and I both talking?
Okay. Yeah, I heard you both.
Okay. What I'm trying to do, invite guests or co-hosts, and I think maybe I think if I was a co-host, I probably could, two of us could use that host call-in, but I don't think it, we can still function the way we need to function, so.
Right, because both of us will be live, but now how are you going to, I guess you'll be able to screen, somebody just calling in should not be able to screen the calls, though. I wouldn't
think. But if you have but the thing is you have to have access to the console, and you're not giving access to the console to anybody else but me and you.
Ah, right. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, when you're looking at your screen, well, see, I'm the host. I don't see a way to conference people. I'm going to have to call Ed Sunderland because... What is this here? Hold on.
What about the screen? The yellow, the two yellow guys. What is that? Yeah, that's call. I think that's call screen. Can you hear me?
Hold on a minute. So your name is Bill. What's your question, Bill? Bill.
Hello.
What's your question?
You said that's the conference, and then I got dead air.
Bill, are you there?
I'm here now.
What's your question? Just give me a question.
How's the weather up there?
That's right. Dave, are you hearing this too?
Yeah, okay. Here's what has to happen. You have to... I think you have to mute the person you want to talk to. And then you go to, or actually no, you just go to screen. I'm going to try this on Bill. I'm just going to, because right now all three mics are hot. All three mics are live. I'm going to go
no,
to
not.
Screen.
No, they're not. Dave, no, they're not. They may be from your point of view, but right now if you could see where, you know where the two heads are, the other two heads are?
Right. I think that's for the conference.
I know. Wait. What I'm looking at on my screen is on live mic, and this and I are on those yellow conference things. And I'm actually now, when I went on there, I got a little screen where I can type Bill's name and a question.
Oh.
But I shouldn't be. You shouldn't be able to hear. You couldn't hear me talking to him, right? Or could you?
Well, you go to screen right now and do that, and let me see if I hear anything. And then you can just
there now. Bill, are you there?
I'm here. Can
Bill?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear
you. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. God.
That's strange.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that, I think... All right, so...
Click the yellow heads again one more time and then see if I can still hear anything.
All right, wait a second. I want to put this on. Oh, man. Let's see if Bill... All right, hold on a minute. Bill's going to be muted. All right, I'm going to mute Bill.
Okay.
But Bill's in the queue, and he's going to be muted. So what I'm going to do is mute... Over to the heads.
Okay.
And then, Bill, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Bill. Oh, this is a nightmare.
Karen, I can hear you. Karen. Okay. Bill Bracken.
Chase?
Yep.
All right. Do you see Bill Bracken's name under that?
Yeah, I see Bill Bracken. We got about 3 minutes left.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I think what it is okay, these people sitting in and they're sitting with the headphones lit up, which means they're mute. I go in and I hit the conference thing. Okay. And then I go and I hit Bill's conference.
Okay.
And I name his information. Then I put Bill back on headphones, mute, and then I go back on mic. But you couldn't hear me talking to Bill, right?
No, I didn't hear you just now.
Right. The funny thing is though the first time you did it, you did. But I don't know. Okay, so, but what it has to be is I think you have to, the person that you're going to talk to in conference has to be in the mute mode.
Okay.
And then you hit the head. Hold on, let me try it. He's in the mute mode.
Okay.
I hit the head. Bill?
I can hear you. Karen.
Okay, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave? All right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. He and I go into conference together. As soon as he and I go into conference together, then you're still live. You can still talk.
Okay. So now you just have to, do you have to mute both yours and his and then go to a conference, or just mute his and go to conference?
Right, all right, I'm going to call you on your home phone because this is going to end.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, you can hang up. Could you hear me in Dave's talk?
Yes, but when you said I'm going to mute him, I couldn't hear anything.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.